And on Culturefile, it's Friday, and that moment of the week when we ask one of our guests to tell us about some of the things they've been watching, reading, observing, Riley, and generally consuming. And this time, mezzo-soprano Breedni Grugoin shares with us her Culturefile likes.
I'm Breedni Grugoin, and I am a mezzo-soprano. The book I am reading at the moment is Pat Barker's Silence of the Girls, which is like a female telling of the Iliad and all the Greek tragedies and the Greek myths. I was in a production of The Return of Ulysses last year, and I started reading all about, because it's about Penelope rather than about Ulysses, I started reading these texts. And the first one was The Penelopeiad by Margaret Atwood, and then I moved on to the Pat Barker. I haven't been to the cinema in ages, so I will probably talk about TV. I had recorded and then left sitting on my recorder for weeks, Chernobyl. So I have just finished watching that, and it was very hard going. It's beautiful, but I was like properly nauseous for about 2 days after seeing the first episode. It's really harrowing. I think some of them are a little more than an hour, and they have a little, at the end of it, there's a sort of a behind the story of where they'll talk about actually what was happening in Russia at the time or in Chernobyl. And they'll kind of break down what was happening around what's just happened in the episode. But it's harrowing.
Analyze the data.
But it's excellent.
Toptonov was telling the truth. They shut the reactor down and then it exploded. I think this article may have the answer. But 2 pages have been removed.
There's been a bit of Lizzo going on because when I'm learning new, like I'm a singer, so I'm learning repertoire at the moment. And then the last thing you want to do is like listen to stuff that's close to what you're trying to learn. So yeah, I go to the other end of my Spotify collection and just get my Lizzo on.
Ooh, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling.
I am a politics junkie, so the last podcast I listened to, I'm ashamed to say, at 2 o'clock in the morning, because there's so much politics going on, was the 538. I would be listening to Nate Silver's take on all that's happening in America at the moment, pretty much on a daily basis. As soon as he's updated, I'm listening to it. So some episodes, like if they're going to do a sort of an immediate reaction, for instance, to Trump's withdrawal of troops from northern Syria, that might just be a sort of a 10-minute thing. And they'll say, you know, when we've had a chance to process this, we'll come back with a full-length podcast at the weekend, which is usually an hour long. But they'll get together and have a sort of a group think and then put something out or say, we're going to cover this in more detail or whatever. But it's really up to the minute. And then because like Nate Silver rose to prominence because he's an amazing pollster. So he's always giving you daily updates as well on, say, the Democratic nomination process.
I mean, you know, there was one Democrat who on MSNBC last night was talking about whether Sondland had perjured himself and whether that could become a potential problem for him. So you're going to have people freak out and plead the fifth. You're going to have people who flip, and you're going to have all types of things that make it interesting. And it's just the extent to which kind of things are really caving in and kind of the semi-official position at times of the White House has now become, well, we did it, but so what?
We did have a family birthday recently, and I went to this restaurant, Bang. It's not brand new or anything, but I have never ever had a meal like it. The chef does a lot of foraging, so there were like herbs and salads and things and even flavorings in the sauces that were literally picked in Stephen's Green, which is only around the corner. He's a forager, he's a city forager, and I thought that was so exciting. And it's not like outlandishly expensive either, you know, good early bird option kind of thing. But yeah, if you want to taste stuff you've never tasted before, it's really delicious. I do wear perfume. I'm trying to think, what am I wearing today? At the moment, and because it was a lovely summer, I'm kind of on a Nux vibe. So I have their summer perfume. And then I would use the Nux oil as well. It's not floral. It's not sweet. It's just, yeah, it smells vaguely, I think, like suntan lotion. But that might be me associating it with sun.
The likes of Breed Ni Grugon there. And coming up after Newark, we head into the woods with the artist builder who's making music festivals a little bit greener. We hear why scrapbooking site Pinterest is trying data transparency, and painter Owen McHugh talks about the place of invented languages in his practice. That's all in the Culturefile Weekly just after 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.